Hello, I just got done running for 20 minutes and it's starting to, I don't know if that's rain, freezing rain, sleet, whatever it is, I'm glad I'm walking back. It gives me enough time to redo this podcast. So I'd done it in the car, but hands free. But apparently when I turned the car off or something, it didn't save. Oh well, such is life, right? Don't cry over spilt milk. Don't cry over a not saved podcast. So something I want to talk about tonight is labels. Labels that we put on ourselves. Labels that other people put on us. Now they can be both good or bad. When I was in sixth grade, the fall, I had actually attended three previous schools in about, what, 6-7 months? My folks, we were living in the state. My dad got transferred. So my folks decided to move before the school year ended so that I could be in that school and make friends. Yeah, it didn't quite happen. But then I had the summer with the neighborhood. Then I started this brand new school. It's one of those mega schools they had just built. There was probably 450 kids in my fifth grade. Huge. But there were opportunities that were just amazing that I'd never seen before. But then my dad got transferred back to another state and I got into another school. I don't know if I developed a nervous habit where I was licking my lips. It was drier in the Midwest. I'm not sure the exact reason. Probably was a whole bunch of things. And I started to get chapped lips. Now, I'm not talking chapped lips. I'm the kind that you see the picture. If I could find it, you would be like wanting to give me a hug. And I was sad because you could just tell I wasn't the happy, gregarious person I am now or at other times in my childhood. Well, I got called smucker. And man, did that hurt and did that stick. I didn't like it. It was always with me. And you know what I did? I carried lip balm with me everywhere. It drove my folks crazy. I would have it in jeans. I would have it in clothes. I would have it in coats. I would have it everywhere because I couldn't be an arm length without being near Vaseline, Carmex, chapstick. It didn't matter what it was. I had to have it with me. And then it became such a habit. I was putting it on all the time to make sure that I didn't have chapped lips. Yep, that was me. And that was one instance where the word was applied to me. Well, today, another word was applied to me. And someone said, are you ready to be a coach and be a leader? And I was like, uh-huh. I've been toying with the idea, taking this transformation I have and helping others achieve the same thing. And it's not because a lack of knowing what to do. We all know what to do. And that's what the Google is for, right? We can all search the Google. But that's not what makes it work. It's accountability and commitment. I can't stress that enough. And I've got to be more committed to who I am and committed to this woman I see in the distance. You know, I was in Utah a couple weeks ago and I saw this image on the rock and it was this woman, this face, and she was so strong and prominent. And I see her and that's basically how I occur to myself in the future. I am that woman. Well, to be that woman, I need to face my fear, to walk out there. So when this man said, are you ready to be a coach and a leader? I was kind of like, it didn't sit well. I mean, part of me, I'm like in my shoulders and in my elbows and kind of in my left hand, I'm okay with it. But a little bit in my head and my heart and my toes are not so okay with it. You know, if you have anything in your brain, if those thoughts get root and they get hold, they start spinning webs, these stories. And let me tell you, I think I've said it before. If you are the main character in the stories in your head, they are false, most likely false, not true narratives. So, but I'm looking at that and I'm trying to find the evidence for where I am this type of person that he sees. And I can see it. And part of me really, truly believes I can be that individual. I can step up and help others not go through the pain of just not feeling like they fit in, help them realize that they have the power inside of them to lose the weight, to shed the weight. I said lose, didn't I? Shed, because we don't want those pounds back. Never, ever. So it started me thinking again, and that's what I had in the car because I was only going 5 miles an hour, is I was thinking about how we apply words to other people. And does it have the same effect on others? Are we aware of when we say something to someone, are they struggling with trying to internalize it? And if they are, again, it's kind of something they have to work through. So I want you to think about that. You know, are there nicknames that you were given or words that people have said to you and you don't believe them? Or flip it the other way. I know that I have told this gentleman that was talking to me about stuff that I believe he is a great leader. I believe that he will go far. I believe that he has the skills to help transform so many lives, to make their lives so much better. And I see it. It's plain as day. It's plain as I put my hand in front of my face. That is who he will be. That is who he is. That is his essence. But we can't apply that same surety, that same strength, that same confidence to ourselves. And I don't understand why that is. Why are we always mean to ourselves and not to others? I still haven't figured it out. And this is where I'm going to be like, you just got to love yourself. You've got to be who you are, because there's a little secret I'm going to tell you. Wherever you go, you're always with yourself. So if you don't like yourself, you're in trouble because you're always with yourself. There, I said it. So I want you to think about those words that don't feel right, don't fit, they don't feel like you, and actually sit there and think with them. Let them soak in. So I'm letting this thoughts and these feelings about, am I ready to be this individual that apparently he must see? And I think I am. I think, because I'm not ready to declare it. And once I declare it, then that's a whole nother ball game. And that's one thing I'll talk about, this is making those declarations in your life, what you are. It may not be true at this exact moment, but it will be true. And the more you live it, the more it becomes true, and then it becomes your life. And that is how I got to this point right now, how I lost those 50 pounds, how I became confident to be someone who's willing to start a new career, how I am willing to go to a conference and attend it with 1,600 people that I've never met just to be around people that are like-minded, and just the energy, the vibrations. And in that conference, there was a gentleman that he uses the word awesome a lot. I use the word awesome. As you may see in some of my posts, awesome possum. That is the code word. If you are going to start watching or listening to this podcast, you are by default becoming an awesome possum. Now, that's pretty cool. I mean, there's awesome, but awesome possum is like, woohoo, way awesome. So I'll let you guys know, but I have a phone call tomorrow to discuss something, and I'm not nervous. I'm curious, and I know what the ramifications are going to be. So to me, I see the potential for growth. I see the potential to take a step forward, to live in this idea of service that I told my mom last year. I said I felt there was something greater in my life, something to help other people. Little did I know, by helping myself, I could help others. And that's always where their greatest strength comes from. If we're not strong, it's hard to help others. So a little short, it's starting to rain a little bit harder, or snow, I don't know what this is, but just, I let you in. I haven't told a lot of people about being called Smucker. That hurt. But yes, ChapStick is great, Blistex, Carmex is good. I used to use Burt's Bees until I had a reaction to that with the honeycomb or the beeswax. So, that's another story. Blew up, bright red, swollen. You don't need Botox if you have an allergic reaction. Please don't do that. Do not do that. Anyway, have a good night. And remember, it's not the end of the world to not necessarily believe what you can be. It's the end of the world if you don't go and be who you can be. Because if you do, I'll tell you, it's going to be hard, but in the end, everything will be just fine.